On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. A week he could never have put in, Mr. Rob Center. So we appreciate all of his help and hard work throughout the week. On the news line with us now, Connie Tim is here, president of the Lewisburg Arts Council, has very appropriately and eagerly taken up the mantle where everybody said, well, nobody could ever replace Sarah Kelly. But she did and is doing a fabulous job. And then amidst her tenure, got handed a pandemic and has helped keep the Arts Council as busy as it could possibly be. So, Connie, thank you so much for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
I really do appreciate that. You've done marvelous things this year, just keeping up. And now it is time for Stroll Through the Arts. Now, typically, we try to get into some intimate settings and meet a lot of artists and really get a chance to see some of the talent that's around here. So, the aspects we will have this year, we will see some talent, but you won't be belly up to any good artists around here. So, tell us how Stroll Through the Arts will work this year.
Okay. Well, we sat down and put our heads together and modified it in a way that we think will work with the pandemic. So, you won't be up close with the artists, no, but you can walk downtown in this wonderful time of the year, and actually stroll the street. You'll be able to see all of the art in this 25 stops at different stores. So it goes from Water Street to 6th Street, and there are actually 50-plus artists involved. There are 25 different stops. And what you'll see there is all the work in the windows, and sometimes you'll be invited inside to see more work. And we have varied art forms, from ceramics, textiles, wood, to etchings, paintings, and photographs, and from historical art to edible art.
Edible
it's
art.
All very, I think it's very exciting.
Edible art.
We managed to do this.
Tell me about the edible art.
The edible art is very interesting. They're very detailed. Painted cookies, well, they're painted with sugar, icing, or frosting, I imagine that's what it is, what they look like. They're very detailed and very beautiful. And they will be for sale, as will most of the art in the shows, in the windows, will be for sale. And then you say, well, if you're not going to meet the artist there, how do you contact the artist? We have solved that problem. There are several ways in which technology has helped us out, which I think is helping with the entire pandemic situation. We meet on video, and in this case, you use your phone to scan QR codes, which are on the personalized posters in each display. And that takes you to the artist's website, or, if they don't have a website, to their Facebook page, or Instagram page. So it gives you a direct contact to the artist. And if you don't do it that way, you can go to the Lewisburg Arts Council website, lewisburgartscouncil.com, and on that site we have an interactive map of Lewisburg with all of the sites marked with a circle and a symbol. You click on the symbol and up comes a window describing the artist, their work, and giving you their contact. So there are two ways in which to find out more about the artist and possibly contact them for any possible sale. And there's even a third way to see artists, and that is on both Saturdays, Saturday the 7th, starting at noon, and Sunday the 8th, not just Saturdays, Saturday and Sunday, and on the 14th and the 15th, there will be artists, plein air artists, painting out in the open air in front of the campus theater. So I think that's exciting, too. There'll be barriers so that people cannot crowd in around the artists, but you'll be able to talk with them.
And I typically think of strolling through the arts where I would start at, you know, park near the Packwood House Museum and then walk one side of Market Street up and then down the other side. Is that going to be working the same way? And then, of course, then you stop in all of the businesses that have art in them. How will that work this year?
Yeah, I think it works basically the same way. The stop will have a large poster in the window notifying you that that's where the art is in that particular business. So you'll see that and you'll see the art in the window. And you asked about would that route work. Yes, it will work. You go start with the Packwood House, which is one of the places, of the several places that have exhibitions. At the Packwood House, the Susquehanna Art Society has their annual members show and sale. And then at the Downtown Art Gallery on that same side of the street, the Samet Downtown Art Gallery, has the work of Neil Anderson titled Earth Songs. And on at the other side, when you get to 6th Street, the Bull Run Tap House has a group show from the Farmland Preservation Artists. So we have three or four exhibitions as well as individual artists.
All right, and so these are at the various downtown locations that you are describing, and in most cases, well, in previous years, you would go into those businesses when they're open, and sometimes the artist would be there, be more things on display, but in this case, the majority of it is front-facing in the window, so you don't need to go in the businesses to see more?
That's pretty much my understanding. I know one person who is a fiber artist who will not be displaying her work in the window because of the sunlight.
Right, okay.
If she left it there for 9 days. And so you'll go inside. But again, we would do this according to the state health Department of Health guidelines, so that if you do go in, a limited number of people would be inside at any one time, and they would be wearing masks.
All right. And so that starts this Saturday at noon is when it all has to be officially ready to go, and it will. And while it happens this Saturday, the masquerade for families will be underway in and around Lewisburg. So downtown Lewisburg should be pretty busy this Saturday. And the stroll through the arts continues up to including Sunday the 15th. So for all of those places that have just a window display, that's 24/7. And then it's during business hours where you'd want to make sure you go to the businesses and museums and so on that would have things on the inside. Is that part of the intrigue this year that I guess it's 24/7 for most of the artists?
It is. It is. It's 24/7 as long as their lights are on in the window.
Well, bring a flashlight,
I guess. The merchants have been very enthusiastic about this, so I'm sure there will be lighting for the work.
Bring a flashlight.
And there's one more special thing that we have, and that is we're having, thanks to the Children's Museum, we're having art kits for kids to be given out during the stroll. And you can't start too young to make art, and they'll be available as long as the supplies last. This was made possible by a grant from the First Community Foundation.
Okay, so First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania supporting the arts during the pandemic has been one of the things that they've been working on this year. So that's fabulous. And there is that limited opportunities to meet the artist, so you will have a chance to do that. Now, is it all on Market Street? I can recall years past. Well, Packwood House is just a little bit off of Market Street, but occasionally we would go back towards Cherry Alley. Are there any things that are off of Market Street?
No, not finally. Finally, they're all on Market Street, with the exception of the Packwood House, which is at Water and Market.
Okay, yeah, that's like...
The entrance is on Water Street, but yeah.
All right, so folks would be... go ahead.
Oh, nothing. No, go ahead.
All right, so make a pitch for folks to consider going to Stroll Through the Arts in Lewisburg, and what's the website to get more information? Kind of walk us through a quick summary and invite people to go.
Okay, we're inviting you to come to town, something you don't always do these days. Come to town to stroll through the arts from Saturday, November 7th, through Sunday, November 15th. That's 9 days. And it should be very pleasant. It should be very interesting and exciting. And we'd also like to thank, at this point, all our members whose membership donations have made this possible for us to produce this, because our main fundraiser of the year, the celebration, was canceled due to the pandemic. So we're very excited to be able to do the stroll, and we hope you'll love it.
All right, one of our good texters sends me a note and says Masquerade is this weekend and the Stroll Through the Arts starts next weekend, so there'll be no convergence of those two. So quick correction there. This is November 7th, which is next Saturday, up to and including the Saturday and Sunday, the weekend of the 14th and 15th. So two weekends and all the weekdays in between, but not starting this Saturday. So, boy, big clarification there. I'm glad one of our good listeners caught that. So we appreciate that.
Yes, I was thinking as we were talking about this Saturday. No, it's next Saturday that it happens.
Right.
A week from now. Yeah.
You have more
time. One other thing. There's also one other group show. I knew there were four. The other group show is Lewisburg Area High School students at the Lewisburg Deli.
Okay, so that's an opportunity. You'd have to make sure you go there during business hours, but weekdays would be fine, and you can check out those businesses. Well, thank you so much, Connie. Thanks for all you're doing to make sure all of this happens. The Lewisburg Stroll Through the Arts, sponsored by the Lewisburg Arts Council, November 7th through the 15th. A lot of businesses, organizations, Bucknell University, Children's Museum, First Community Foundation, Packwood House, a lot of folks contributing to make sure that this goes off without a hitch. We invite folks to go to LewisburgArtsCouncil.com for more information. Connie, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you.
I do appreciate
that. Thank you for talking about it. Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Connie Tim, president of the Lewisburg Arts Council, talking about Stroll Through the Arts, the 7th through the 15th.